Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America, people on the East Coast, West Coast, down South, Midwest, Canada, over the ocean, high Hawaii, people in Alaska, people at home, people at work, people holding it down, people just waiting for the time to go by. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. I might be in Atlanta, but our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, is holding it down in New York City. You could be holding it down wherever you're at. I'm just here to have fun. That's it. I'm going to be just having fun saying stuff for the next 3 hours. If you want fun, here I am. Simple as that. 855-212-4CBS is the number. You want to find me on the internet? Don't do it if you're driving because that's dangerous. Put your damn phone down. But you can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief, okay? Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Go ahead and do it safely if you can. You can listen to this show on the free Audacy app. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can lock into the show on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We got hundreds all over North America. Sirius XM Channel 158, if that's your thing. And you can listen on a smart speaker. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you very much. And for the first hour of the show, if you are not here, yes, you can hit rewind. We took a look at some of the young quarterbacks in the NFL, specifically the rookies, the guys who are getting their feet wet, wet behind their ears. We got Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, and Anthony Richardson all having some solid starts here to their careers. Unfortunately, Anthony Richardson hasn't left the game healthy yet, and God knows if he's even in concussion protocol. God knows if we're going to see him in the next game. And I don't think it was necessarily a head injury. It could have been his ankle or his knee like the last game. But for the Indianapolis Colts, he's already getting busted up. His new head coach, Shane Steichen, he was asked about Anthony Richardson. And listen to the reporter ask a question that needed to be asked. And listen to Shane's answer.
I guess there's no update on Anthony, just in protocol, and you'll see how the week goes.
That's exactly right. You got it.
Had to ask.
I know.
Simple answer. We don't know. Oh, damn. I'm sorry. Hey, Shep, I was distracted. I'm looking at a WNBA game.
That's got a good thing, right?
Say again, what?
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing. I was going to say something that get me fired. And it's not for good reason either, just put it that way. Anyway.
Got it.
Yeah, I said. I looked on the bench and I said, whoa, okay. But anyway, moving along. We got more to talk about here over the next 3 hours. We talked about the young QBs. We talked about Tom Brady. Tom Brady's like, don't ask me about the Jets. I ain't coming back. Damian Lillard, you're going to hear more about him over the next several weeks because, well, training camps are getting ready to start. He is still a trailblazer for now. And then, you know, let's move on from the QBs. And right now, this minute, let's talk about the running backs. Because this has been, I could say, the off season of the running back, right? Everybody is looking for that big payday. Christian McCaffrey, $16 million a year, the highest paid running back. Saquon Barkley had to settle for a tag plus a little bit on top, okay? We can keep on rolling down the list. Josh Jacobs wanted a long-term contract extension, had to settle for 1 year, pretty much the same thing as Saquon, with a little on the top. The message was delivered from the owners, pretty much. If you're a running back, we ain't paying you no long-term deal. We're not giving you a big money contract. A matter of fact, it was reported yesterday that the NFL has filed a grievance with the NFL Players Association telling them, hey, we heard that you told the running backs to exaggerate injuries. You told the running backs to make life easier just to protect themselves. The NFL said, y'all better knock it off. I don't want to call that hilarious, but what a wild way to try to negotiate. The running backs have zero negotiating power or strength here. The collective bargaining agreement is locked in for the next, I don't know, 6 to 7 years. The running backs just have to take what they're given because they're replaceable. And I mean, we've had prime examples here. So yeah, sure, fine. Jonathan Taylor says, I want a contract extension. I don't want to play on this rookie deal. I need you to pay me. Jonathan Taylor, he was busted up at the end of last year. He's on the PUP list right now. The Colts were trying to make up injuries that he said he didn't have with his back. But either way, he's still hurt. And so how about this? You want money. You can't even play. Shane Steichen. Yeah, the same guy who has to answer questions about Anthony Richardson and his availability. He's like, man, I hope. I can't wait to get Jonathan Taylor back sooner than later. Listen to this man.
You said we're looking forward to getting Jonathan Taylor back. I don't mean to be obtuse, but does that mean you have reason to believe that in week five he'll rejoin the team and be active?
He's on PUP, and once he gets off PUP, like I said, we're looking forward to getting him back.
They ain't thinking about that, man. They want him to come back, play on his $4 million whatever rookie deal, and then they want to find his replacement. That's just what it is. If Jonathan Taylor was so damn hot, somebody would have traded for this dude a couple of months ago. It didn't happen, and he's not the only guy to be hurt. How about someone last night who was legitimately hurt? Oh, my God, it's Nick Chubb. Come on. This man's knee got ripped to shreds last night. From the minute that you saw it, I didn't need to think about whether or not he was going to play this season. You knew he was done. Kevin Stefanski said as much, and it got confirmed today. Listen.
Do you anticipate him being done for the season?
I do.
As simple as that, now he is. This injury was so bad, Myles Garrett last night says, man, we got to dedicate the rest of the season to Nick Chubb.
It's our brother. It's my brother. And I've been together for a long time. And, I mean, it's a blow for the whole team. And we don't want his injury to be in vain. You know, we got to push on. You know, that's what he wants us to do. And if he had any choice in the matter, that's what he would do. So just got to continue to fight and use it as motivation.
Oof. Yeah, good luck, man. Good luck. And good luck to Nick Chubb. He ain't playing the rest of this season. He probably not going to be a Brown next season. He may not be available to play next season. I'm being honest here. I'm not wishing it on the dude. We might not see him play football ever again. The Browns didn't disclose what happened with his knee. I think we know why. Because he probably ripped everything holding his damn knee together. Oh, that's just still sickening to even think about or just visualizing. Just closing my eyes and thinking about it just makes me squirm. All the best to Nick Chubb, who happens to be, if you want to think about average value per year of a contract, he's getting the fourth highest amount in the NFL, $12 million a season. This might be his last season in the league. unfortunately. We got other running backs. Austin Ekeler, at one point in time in the offseason, he wanted to be traded. Austin Ekeler is not playing football. He got an ankle injury. Is he exaggerating? He says he's day-to-day. He's week-to-week. He had a ridiculous usage rate last season for the Chargers. Went out and scored just about every touchdown you could imagine and think about. 915 yards rushing. 722 passing yards receiving. He was a beast last year, and he wanted to get paid. He didn't get paid, and he was on the Green Light podcast, and he pretty much said, man, being a running back right now sucks.
Bro, it's brutal out here, man. Yeah. Like, it's terrible.
Yeah.
As far as the running back market and how we're getting treated right now,
yeah.
What do we got to do to get paid as running backs to our actual value and not just be getting, like, you know, a few mil when we're out here? Like I said, literally scored 20 touchdowns last year, 1,600 all-purpose yards, right? Like, and I can't get an extension? You're like, you don't want me here? Like,
yeah.
Like, wait a minute. Am I missing something here? Like, what am I missing? So it's confusing and frustrating at the same time.
Man, you got to be a wide receiver. That's the answer. Austin Ekeler this season, making $6 million this year. Six. Christian McCaffrey making 16. Is Christian McCaffrey $10 million better than Christian McCaffrey? Or is McCaffrey $10 million better than Austin Ekeler? Excuse me. The answer is probably no. Man, well, how can we as running backs make more money? Not being a running back, it's simple. We had another injury. Come on. Jamal Williams yesterday, still early on in his career now with the Saints moving on from the Lions, he has a hamstring injury. And then how about another gigantic example? Saquon Barkley goes down late in the New York Giants comeback against the Cardinals. And Saquon Barkley dealing with an ankle. And people are like, oh my God, how long is Saquon going to be out? They got a game on Thursday against the Niners. Let's be real. If Saquon is not at 100%, the Giants are going to get smashed. There's a good chance they're going to get smashed anyway against San Francisco. But for some reason, Brian Daboll is trying to keep hope alive. Maybe try to deception, try to deceive the 49ers. I don't think it's going to work. Brian Daboll is like, yeah, he might play on Thursday. He just got hurt on Sunday. Listen to this crap.
I'd say he's a lot better than maybe I thought he would be or some other people thought he would be today. So, again, he might heal a little bit different than another player, if you will. So we'll just take it, you know, day to day with him. And if he can make it, great. If he can't, we'll see if he can get better by the following week. And we'll just take it one day at a time.
Come on. What does Saquon Barkley have? Wolverine healing powers? Did they dip him into the waters and did he come out clear? Like, what are we doing here? He's not a machine. He's a human. And I mean, if I'm the Maras, who own the New York Giants along with Steve Tisch, if I'm looking at him, I'm like, man, you wanted to get paid? This is the reason why we ain't paying you. And we can go up and down the list of all of these damn running backs. Jonathan Taylor hurt last year, this year as well. Austin Ekeler dealing with an ankle injury. Jamal Williams, brand new deal, brand new team here with the New Orleans Saints. Jamal Williams dealing with a hammy. I didn't even mention, how about this, J.K. Dobbins, who had his knee blown out as well. Jar Harbaugh is like, oh, man, yeah, I wish we had this dude. I hope he come back sooner than later. Ain't going to be this year. Listen to this.
J.K., who has this just unfortunate thing happen to him, you know, and he was playing well, so... But really, we'll put our arms around him. You know, he'll get into rehab and he will be back. He's a young guy. So that's really it. But yeah, it's really hard for him.
Man, that's just sad and miserable. And Christian McCaffrey, God bless him, making more money than anybody, $16 million a year. He signed that deal with the Carolina Panthers and he signed on the dotted line. And then he was basically hurt. Derrick Henry. And yeah, everybody's going to get hurt. So, but come on. Derrick Henry had to deal with a foot issue. It just sucks. We could throw Aaron Jones in there as well, man. The top five, top 10 running backs, to some degree, a good majority of them are dealing with injuries. And so if you need it for the games to actually start, to look at it from the owner's perspective and go, well, I told y'all are replaceable. You only needed 2 weeks, 2 weeks of the NFL season to actually figure it out. And so here, are the NFL owners, have the NFL owners been proven right that running backs are just interchangeable cogs, that they're pieces? If you got to think about a car part, man, you put it on the assembly line, it's almost like one size fits all. In the NFL, it's a little different. One guy's bigger, one guy's faster, one guy's stronger, one guy has more quickness, one guy's more intelligent. We can go on down the list, but here's a common factor. The running backs are going to get hurt. And when one goes down, you plug in another one. And you hope to have success. And if that one doesn't work, you plug in another one. That's why these teams are now running around with two and three running backs just in case numero uno goes down. It sucks. It's a hard knock life. Running backs deserve some cash, but the nature of the game, the nature of the beast says y'all ain't that valuable. You get hurt. Do you need a test case? Do you need a case study? Look at what just happened to Nick Chubb. Look at what's going on with Austin Eckler. Look at Jonathan Taylor. Hey, look at what happened to J.K. Dobbins and his knee. Hey, Jamal Williams just signed a deal. Ask him in his hamstring. Ask Saquon Barkley. Better yet, ask the teams. Do you want to pay the running backs? The answer is no. And it's only taken 2 weeks, and it's not a hardcore, hey, this is what it is. You just needed a reminder. The NFL owners have been proven right. Running backs are replaceable. And if you were one of these running backs looking for cash, it's not a good look, and it ain't happening. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. For CBS. Simple question. With all of these running backs going down, all these running backs who are already injured, some of them out for the season, have the NFL owners been proven right here to stop paying these dudes giant contracts? I think the writing was on the wall, and this is just verification. You got a lot of NFL owners, I'm sure they're sitting around in their evil dungeons going, we told y'all so. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. What do you think about these running back injuries and the owners deciding not to pay them? Hey, they looking smart right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back from break, I'm going to take your calls, and then I'm going to tell you about a running back. He may actually get what he wants. I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What is happening, JR? Been listening to you for a good little while now. Called it a couple times, man. The most sensational voice on the radio is you, JR Sport Brief. No doubt about it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. All these NFL running backs, they wanted money. And damn it, they didn't get no cash. They just got a bunch of injuries. Saquon Barkley, Austin Eckler, Jonathan Taylor. Nick Chubb ain't asked for no money, but now this dude is out for the season. Damn it, his career might be over. I certainly hope not. And I can go on and on about more of these running backs who are done. J.K. Dobbins, man, tore out his ACL. It's sad. And so, look, if you needed a reminder as to why NFL owners didn't want to cough up big bucks to these dudes, just in the first 2 weeks of the NFL season, we've seen why. And it appears that the NFL owners were right. It sucks to be a running back. I mean, until the union figures out a way to say, you got to pay some of these dude like wide receivers, but then even still, it's tough because of the injury risk. Hamstrings, knees, ankles, ACLs. You know, I'm not even naming the names. I'm just looking at some of the running backs and thinking about the injuries. Saquon Barkley, ankle. J.K. Dobbins, knee. Austin Eckler, ankle. Jonathan Taylor, ankle. Jamal Williams, hamstring. I mean, we can go on and on and on. It's tough to give a running back a four-year deal. He's $18 million a year. Them days are over, man. It's a passing league, and the running backs are replaceable. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tyler is calling from Ontario. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
The biggest surplus of any employment sector in the United States, the running back. Supply and demand. It's a rough position. They get hurt, easily replaceable, and a lot of talented people to take their place.
Damn. What about Canada? You said North America or the United States?
Well, I said the United States. In Canada, we do have some talent now in the NFL.
No, I ain't talking about NFL talent. What job position is there too many of in Canada? Where's your surplus?
Welfare.
Oh, well, damn. Is that just a Canadian thing, or that could be an American thing too now?
I don't know. We like our social systems here, so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, but if I move to Canada, I can live for free.
Pretty much, if you want to.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, Tyler, your tax dollars can go to me. Okay.
Yeah, sounds good, brother.
All right. Thank you, Tyler, for calling from Ontario.
All right. Thanks.
No doubt. Hey, Shep, did you hear that? We can move to Canada and live for free. You ready?
I hope taxes are better.
What does it matter if you're living for free?
Well, what does that mean?
That means his taxes are going to pay for us to live.
We don't have to pay any taxes?
Shep, do you want to live for free or not?
There's no such thing as free in life, JR. I mean,
oh, do you want to pay a full living wage, or do you only want to pay taxes?
I'd rather pay neither, but I know that wherever you live, you're always going to get taxed in some way, shape, or form. There are two certainties in life. That is death and taxes.
You live in New York.
Exactly.
So if you move to Canada right now, all you'd have to pay is a tax, okay?
Well, you live for free.
Pay your bills. It's called welfare.
Well, I appreciate that, Tyler. I mean, the whole surplus thing on running backs, I mean, you and I will have the ultimate surplus.
On what?
On not paying taxes.
Hey, we got another Canadian here. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Bill, are you thrilled that your tax dollars are paying for people to live for free?
I don't know what that last guy was talking about, to be honest with you, JR. Oh, my God. Yeah. Welfare, first of all, unfortunately, or whatever, fortunately, however you want to slice it, pays about $700 a month.
Oh.
You can't even rent a room for like under $1,000 anywhere, period. So the math doesn't add up at all.
Hey, hold on a second,
under
Bill.
A bridge, because then you can live for free.
Okay, hold on, Shep. Oh, well, now hold on. Hey, Shep, we got flim flam by the other guy.
Yeah.
He sold us a load of crap.
About welfare?
Yeah, the guy just, Bill just said we can only get $700 a month.
It seemed too good to be true when you said it, so that's why I was pushing back.
I believe the Canadian.
I'm
supposed to think a Canadian is going to sit here on the radio and tell a lie?
Well, Bill sounds a little more self-assured.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, Bill, thank you for setting that last guy straight. I would have moved to Canada and been screwed, man.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, guys. You can come up here, but you know, we definitely appreciate you guys, and you guys are like brothers to us. But, you know, we do all have to pay our freight and whatnot. It's just
I've been up to Toronto. I know how much it costs, and
you know, bro.
I'll decline. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
What else is up there?
I was just going to say about the running backs, and I think you're right about the owner somewhat. You know, I think the pendulum has swung, if you will, to one side now. And you know, eventually there's probably going to be an inventory shortage of running backs because there wouldn't be a parent in America that would want to put their kid into Pop Warner football on up to play the running back position, first of all, for injuries, naturally. And then second of all, it's not a good career choice at this point, it seems. But I think what will happen, of course, is the law of supply and demand will kick in. And eventually, you know, there won't be enough inventory, so to speak, at the top level. And either the offenses will have to revamp themselves, or they'll have to figure out a way to pay these guys, because they'll just be the elite of the elite at that position, perhaps, and they'll need them for however length of time that their career lasts. And just one more thing, JR, before I go, I'm just thinking about, you know, and I'm reflecting as we're talking about this, and you know, we think about the older days and whatnot, and about the running backs then, and these guys were stalwarts and whatnot. And you think about the bus, and you think about Thurmel Thomas, and you think about Barry Sanders, and these guys were, you know, there was guys that got injured, but these guys were almost guaranteed to be in the lineup for 16 weeks or at least 15 or 14 every year. And I'm wondering, because of the lower body injuries that are happening, and of course the headshots and the upper body situations that they've ruled out, the tackling has changed, and I wonder if that's perhaps doing it, because, of course, God bless poor Chubb last night. That was a devastating thing, but, of course, Minka got him and right on the knee, and these guys are having to hit lower and all the leg injuries. So, anyway, what do you think of that?
Well, I think for your last point, bigger, faster, stronger, absolutely. The game has changed. We don't necessarily have the bell cow backs. It seemed to be a little bit more, hey, I'm going to battle you in between the tackles. And we know, unfortunately, we've had a lot of running backs and linebackers and linemen who've paid the price, not necessarily maybe in their lower body. Of course, every part of their body hurts when they call it a wrap, but just cognitively. I mean, when you got to think about what's in between your ears, just all the rattling around, I think we got more space. The offense is more open right now. There's a little more wiggle room to have high impact injuries at a high speed, just like two cars crashing into each other at a high speed, as opposed to what might have been multiple quote unquote fender benders years ago. Probably a poor analogy, but I think most people understand what I'm saying. And to your first point, if you really got to think about the evolution of the game over the next several years, you know, listening to you describe it, running backs might as well just be the poor man's wide receiver. I think that's how things are starting to develop. If the NFL continues at the rate it is right now, at being a heavy passing league, we already see running backs, Alvin Kamara, you might as well pencil him in, not this year with the suspension, but this dude is 700, 800 yards receiving. Christian McCaffrey can run for 1,000 and haul in another 1,000 in the air. And I think as time continues to move on, and if we're airing the ball out more, you know, we might see a little bit more scat back action. It might be a little bit more third down action. The running back is the poor man's bruising wide receiver. Is that going to net them more cash into the future? I don't know. I just know the NFL is on its way to looking like a video game where you just air it out and air it out and air it out. Are they always going to run the ball in between the tackles? Yeah, but I think we're moving into a space where things are going to be a whole hell of a lot more open. Hey, Bill, thank you for calling from Toronto, man.
Thanks, JR. You take care. Have a great night.
You as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. I want to let you know about the running back who might get what he wants, and he might be moved to another team. It seems that's something that he's wanted for the better part of a year now. I'll get to your calls. I'll tell you about that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
God bless you, JR. I'm a huge follower, supporter, and listener of your show. Been admiring you for years. I follow you on Twitter. It's an honor to be able to talk to you, man.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. At JR Sport Brief. Damn it, I think I've been on Twitter for, I don't know. It's not even Twitter anymore. What, Chef, what is it called now?
It's the BSX.
X? Yeah. I heard Elon Musk say that he's ultimately, eventually going to charge every user a small fee to utilize X, because that's the only way you can get rid of, like, the automated bots and the spam, etc.
That's the justification for doing that, huh?
That's what he said. He said it's the, it'll make money, and he says it'll clean up X. Yes.
I guess when your net worth is 12 bleeping figures, there's nothing like making more money off people that can barely afford rent and food on the table. Nice job, Elon Musk.
Well, nobody's forcing anybody onto X, formerly known as Twitter, right? He ain't forcing anybody there.
Well...
is it a necessity? Is Twitter a necessity for everyday life? Do you need Twitter or X?
So I think if you are a fan of sports,
right,
the way that reports, the way that breaking news is you know, comprised of these days, that the medium is Twitter. The medium is X. It's usually not right on Instagram. That's more personal feelings from players. It's certainly not on Facebook. That's really old school. Twitter is that place to be, whether you work in the field or whether you're just a follower of sports. And so I think Elon Musk has to know that on some level. And if he's not doing enough of a good job of raising revenue because of what they can possibly do in terms of advertising, if you are not doing a compelling product, which obviously Biz Stone was able to do previously, then get out of the game, Elon. Like, go work on, like, Tesla or something, dude. Or go call another, you know, ex-wife old.
He wants to be a champion of free speech, so he bought X, or he bought Twitter.
He wants to be a champion of capitalism is what he wants to be.
Well, this guy has a net worth. This is unbelievable. I just want, can I get $50,000? This guy's net worth is $270 billion. Oh, what is that?
Oh, I'm aware.
How much is, how liquid is he? How much money do you think he just has in the bank?
Well, you know, first, how much liquid? I would probably say at least $50 billion. At least
in liquidity. Oh my God!
Yeah, and so like, but it's the famous line from that movie Wall Street. Like, how many yachts do you need? How many vacation homes do you need? I mean, you really gotta charge people for Twitter, dude.
Well, I don't know if it's just to use it or to read it. I will assume that in order to get the full functionality, you'd have to ante up for something. But he said it's coming. The guy says a lot of things, so God knows if it'll actually happen. Maybe he threw a little bit of a weather vane barometer out there to see what the reaction would be. But he's eventually going to charge. You know, is he going to charge people $2? I don't know. It's Elon Musk. Well, anyway, Twitter is free for now. You can find me at JR Sport Brief. I've been there since 2009, before it became X. Anyway, someone who wants to be an X plays for the Los Angeles Rams. This man has wanted out since last year, and his name is Cam Akers. He had to share the ball with Henderson last year, and now Henderson isn't even on the team. He's wanted out. The man tore his Achilles, won a Super Bowl, and he just hasn't been happy. Not happy starting games, starting the season, being the full-time and featured back. And so it seems Sean McVay, especially now that the Rams have sucked, and that they're restarting, rebuilding with young players, even though Cam Akers is young, he's not inclined to just do what he wants him to do, and they're ready to pretty much ship him out. And so Sean McVay was asked about Cam Akers and whether or not he was going to get the boot. This is what Cam Akers, well, this is what Sean McVay had to say about Cam. Listen to this.
Do you have an update on Cam, and have you guys made any progress about what his future with the team might be?
I've not made any, don't have any updates, but I know Les has talked to a handful of teams and, you know, worked with David Mulgeta and seeing if there's some interest for him out there, and that's the direction that we're headed.
Yeah, they're trying to get him the hell up out of Los Angeles. Well, if you listen to some of the injuries that I've already mentioned, yeah, there should be some squads. By the way, we heard that Kareem Hunt met with the Browns. Cam Akers might get moved over from Los Angeles to the Browns. And so we're going to have some movement. And by the way, hey, a big shout out to my main man, Dalton Reisner, now signing with the Minnesota Vikings to help that pathetic offensive line. Good to see my main man, Dalton, back in the league. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Nevada. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chris?
JR, how you doing tonight, sir?
I'm chilling, man. What's on your mind, brother?
You're talking about all these NFL injuries to the running backs. I mean, it's just crazy. Like, I read this article in Sacramento a couple months ago. They're saying the Giants are paying Daniel Jones, but they're not going to pay Barkley. It's like the same old thing. They're trying to insinuate, like, racism. And I'm like, thanks for pointing out that, you know, running backs,
what's
the average career for running back? I mean, people trying to make up these stories. It's just crazy.
Who tried to insinuate racism?
I mean, what do you think about that?
No, I didn't ask you to ask me what I think about that. I'm asking you where or who insinuated racism when it comes to paying Daniel Jones versus Saquon Barkley.
I misunderstood you. Sorry about that. Some clown that writes for a paper in Sacramento. I forget the name of the newspaper. I think it's a major paper over there. But just, you know, I'm like, come on, running backs. What is this guy on?
Okay. All right. Well, what do I think about it? I think the question I just asked you lets you know what I think about such a thing. I'm gonna Google that, okay, Chris?
You can check it out, man. It's out there. Hey, also, okay. I don't know if you ever did bowling back in the day.
Yeah.
You're too young, but like Saturday afternoons, Chris Schenkel and Bo Burton Jr. I was just in the National Bowling Hall of Fame, and it is unbelievable. You just walk in, and there's like this lobby, and some of these goats like Dick Weber and his son Pete and Walter Ray Johnson, Earl Anthony, the legendary left-hander from Brooklyn. It's five steps from the El Dorado. Unbelievable place, man. Anybody that's in the bowling, check it out.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Thank you. I don't give a damn about no bowling Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. There's a lot of people who bowl. I know people who bowl. They got their ball and they got their bags and they got their shoes, and it's, got the emblem and the family crest on it. I know. I love bowling. I love it. I don't care about no bowling Hall of Fame. Come on, man. Shep, you like bowling?
I love bowling. JR,
you want to go to the Hall of Fame? And you want to? Where is it, in Nevada you want to go?
Oh, I have no idea. JR, I'm looking around and perusing as we speak. I'm not seeing any article or any kind of content regarding racial bias against running backs. So
that's why
right.
You see that guy, he tried to get me with the okie doke too, right?
Of course. Look.
What do I look like? I was born yesterday. Hey, JR, I've been hearing people say that the running backs aren't getting paid, or Saquon didn't get paid, and Daniel Jones got paid because Daniel Jones is white and Saquon Barkley is black. JR, what do you think about that? No, stupid.
Yeah.
Who said it? Some guy in Sacramento said it.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google it myself now. So,
right.
Why are you he's calling me trying to start stuff. Is that what that is?
Yeah. I think Chris is, honestly.
Is that what that guy's name was?
Honestly, yeah. So Chris usually calls from California.
I sounds like, I was going to ask him, hey, are you the idiot who calls from California?
So what I think he's really trying to do is maybe that's his way of ingratiating himself to you. Like, understanding that, like, if he does that, you're going to like him more.
Because I'm black?
Yes. I don't think Chris did it to, like, race bait you or, like, try to get you in any kind of hot water or controversy for, like, indulging in that. I just think Chris wants you to like him. And I get the sense he feels like his calls are not necessarily as valued as maybe some other calls.
Oh, damn, Shep.
And for reasons like that, by the way, because you insinuate an article and put something out there that never even existed, Chris. So come on, we got to be better than that.
What the hell do I say to that, right?
No, I mean, I'm just agreeing with you.
No, I'm saying I wasn't born yesterday.
Exactly.
And then he wanted to tell me about the Bowling Hall of Fame. Huh. I'm sure there's a Hall of Fame for everything. No disrespect to bowling. I don't know what a Bowling Hall of Fame is.
I know this guy's got to be in it. Pete Weber, and it's the famous, you know, who am I? I am. Like, that's, yeah. That's the
is
only...
that the clip? That's the clip that always pops up,
yes,
right?
Yes, probably. Probably. His dad, yeah. I believe, was a big-time bowler.
Look, every time I've ever seen bowling on television, it's been in and out of sleep on a Sunday afternoon at, like, 3 p.m. You know, it's just like, oh, I woke up, I fell asleep. Oh, there's bowling. Okay, time to switch the station here. But that's just me, to each his own. And I like bowling, but that was interesting. I didn't think I'd ever get a Bowling Hall of Fame. And speaking of Hall of Fame, congratulations to two dudes who are now eligible, nominated, Julius Peppers and Antonio Gates. I feel like I was watching Antonio Gates yesterday. He retired in 2018. For me, that might as well be yesterday. And so good on them. They're likely going to get into the Hall of Fame. They are going to go. I think they're going to go in on the first ballot. That's just me. What do I know? They played a long-ass time. By the way, two basketball players, both Julius Peppers and Antonio Gates. Antonio Gates pretty much didn't even play any damn football, really, until he got into the NFL. And here he is. He becomes a pro bowler. So, look, don't be a running back. Be a power forward. Be a tight end, be a 6'8", 6'6" defensive end, and you too can make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Okay, maybe not that easy, but you get the deal. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. I'm going to Google what this dude just said to me. Doesn't sound accurate. At least come through with a fact next time. And then we're going to talk more football. And speaking of the Hall of Fame, there's a head coach in the NFL, one of the most successful of all time. And he's just going through it right now. Left his girlfriend. Maybe his girlfriend left him. Nobody likes him. I'm talking about Bill Belichick. Yeah, he got a girlfriend, or used to. We're going to talk about it a little bit here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Can I get
get a refill, please?
No one wants to get sidelined by COVID-19, including me. I've got my work, my family. I want to be able to keep my plans. I'm getting this season's COVID-19 shot. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. Learn about eligibility and schedule your COVID-19 shot on the CDC site, vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Oh, look who's here.